Just how important is the practice of fasting in your daily life and in your relationship with God? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and David Platt says your walk with God will increase as you pray and fast.
I just called our church to fast today last week, specifically for people to come to know Christ in our city. And I definitely think that this is a missing component of so many Christian lives. Like, we are missing out on what it means to put aside physical food, the nourishment of this world, for a time, and to feast on God, His Word, and to, in the process, become more in tune with His Spirit and His work in our lives, in the sense like our food is to do His will. I just think there's so many fruits of fasting that we are missing out on. And I think Matthew 9, Acts 13, like we, I would argue, and Matthew 6 are expected to fast.
And fasting can be a very effective spiritual tool in your relationship with God.
This should be a regular part of the Christian life. So this is something we emphasize in our church. And I know in my own life, regular and then intentional points of fasting for certain things at certain times represent monumental moments in my own relationship with Christ and what I've seen God do in and around me and the church. And we're about to do another day coming up in a couple of weeks where we're going to, in Acts 13, just pray and fast and ask God to set apart some from among us to take the gospel where it's not yet gone, and just pray that God would do a Saul and Barnabas-like work among us, and we're going to fast toward that end. So all that to say, I think the more we grow in prayer and fasting as the people of God, the more we will see the power of God and His Spirit moving in ways that are far beyond us in our lives and in communities, cities, and obviously through the church around us.